الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاه ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us believers how should our relationship be with disbelievers, with the kuffar, when we come into contact with them, how should our relationship with them be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us guidelines here. Allah says that remember, the believers should not take the disbelievers as close friends, as bosom friends, as guardians, as protectors, as counselors, in preference to the believers. So in other words, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. When we look at believers, their brothers are believers. The true friends are believers. A believer, by no means this verse suggests that a believer cannot be caring and kind and courteous towards disbelievers. If we look at the state of the affair of Amrul Islam, the Deenul Islam, how did Islam really spread? Islam spread by the means of the akhlaq, character of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the believers. But this verse tells us that, listen, we cannot take them as close friends, as bosom and intimate friends, because after all, they detest Deenul Islam and they detest and they hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they have become open enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can a believer then befriend a disbeliever in such a way where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also declares war with such people because they are open enemies of Allah. So Allah says, وَمَن يَفْعَلْ. In fact, there's stern warning also regarding this in another verse in Quran. Allah says, وَمَن يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever befriends them in such a way, he should consider himself to be one of them. He should consider himself to be a part of them. Allah here in this verse says, وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكْ. Now whoever does such a thing, if a believer has to take them as bosom friends, he should remember that فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ. He is not in any of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. He is not in any virtue from the side of Allah. In other words, he is worthless. He is worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَاهُ. Allah says, unless you Muslims, you want to guard yourselves against them by taking precaution. What this means, let's suppose we are living in some town, in a country which is predominantly occupied by the non-Muslims, by the disbelievers. Now, a person fears their sharm. He fears their evil. So this person, what he does is, he exposes or he reveals his closeness to them or his love and affection towards the disbelievers. Apparently he does this, openly he does this, but in his heart, in his batin, in his heart, he knows and he abhors and he detests the kufr, the disbelief that is found in these disbelievers, then in that case it is permissible to do so, just in order to save oneself from their shar, from their evil. But after all, again, he should remember, وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you about himself, regarding himself. In other words, he should understand the boundaries of sharia and he should not cross this boundary, because if he crosses this boundary, again, he's asking now for the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ. And our return is to Allah. That's why we see in the next verse, Allah immediately draws our attention to this fact that remember your inner secrets, whatever is in your bosoms, whatever is there in your chest, whether you keep it as a secret or you have to reveal it unto people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of it. So Allah says, قُلْ tell him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن تُخْفُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. If you have to conceal what is in your chests, what's in your bosoms, or if you have to make it manifest, if you make it clear, you reveal it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best of it. وَيَعْلَمُ. Why shouldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know of it? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the condition is such that he knows whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in this earth. So of course, if Allah knows everything, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also knows what's in your hearts, what's in your bosoms. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah has the power to do everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how on the day of Qiyamah, everything that man did in this world will be brought in front of him. It will be present in front of him. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا. Allah says, and on that day, a soul shall find whatever it had done. So whatever good it had done in this world, it shall, the soul shall find it present, brought forward in front of him on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ, also the evil. Whatever evil that soul has done in the dunya, Allah says it shall find that evil brought forward on the day of Qiyamah. And then the soul will desire, تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا. The soul will desire on that day, the soul will desire that if only there was a long distance between the soul and between committing that evil, so that soul could be saved on the day of Qiyamah. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Allah repeats this verse again, just as a point to explain to us that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever we do, in whatever we commit, we should have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present in front of us. Wallahu ra'ufun bil ibad. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is kind and He is merciful towards His bondsmen, towards His slaves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible and easy, and give us the tawfiq for us to do good deeds.